This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday he will lay down so-called red lines to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, at their upcoming meeting after rallying NATO allies to face up to challenges from Moscow and Beijing. Speaking after his first NATO summit since being elected president, Biden insisted, "I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities." He was speaking to reporters after Monday's meeting of NATO leaders. Biden also called Putin tough and a worthy adversary ahead of their hotly anticipated meeting in Geneva, which takes place on Wednesday. The warning to the Kremlin leader came as Biden pressed to renew Washington's transatlantic ties with allies after years of tensions under his predecessor, Donald Trump. At Biden's urging, NATO leaders agreed to work together against what they called systemic challenges posed by China's aggressive policies as the alliance fleshed out its approach to Beijing. They said in a statement that China's increasingly assertive actions in building a nuclear arsenal, as well as space and cyber warfare capabilities, threatens the international order. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the allies would seek to cooperate with China on global issues like climate change, as European capitals wanted. But in a nod to Washington's growing concern, he warned China's growing influence and international policies present challenges to alliance security. He continued, "Leaders agreed that we need to address such challenges together as an alliance and that we need to engage with China to defend our security interests." In the summit communique, the leaders told Russia there would be no quick return to business as usual. From Washington, this is VOA News.